Future Jungle Jungle Hoover Stab, Saturate and Arrange in Ableton Live 12, Advanced Resampling Lesson. Alright, let's build a Future Jungle Hoover Stab that hits like classic rave, but actually behaves in a modern drum and bass mix. The goal is wide, gritty, transient forward but controlled. And the secret weapon today is resampling. Not just record it once and move on, but printing a few intentional versions so arrangement becomes easy and musical. We're focusing on two big ideas. First, saturation is sound design and mix control, not just making it louder. Second, a resampling workflow in Live 12 that turns a wild synth patch into a tight, consistent, playable stab instrument. By the end, you'll have a Hoover stab patch with that pitchy L, a resampled audio stab with character and controlled dynamics, a simpler or stab rack instrument you can actually perform, and a 16 to 32 bar arrangement approach with call and response, fills, and switch-ups that scream jungle. Let's start at the source, the Hoover. Create a MIDI track and load Waveatable. This is the cleanest way to get controllable grit. Oscillator 1, a saw. Basic shape saw is totally fine. Oscillator 2, another saw, or a slightly different sawish Waveatable if you want extra texture. Now we go for that Hoover mass. Unison. Set unison to around 4 to 8 voices. Then push the amount up, maybe 60 to 90%. Detune around 15 to 30, and go by ear here. If you overdue detune, it stops being an angry Hoover and starts turning into trance super soul land. We want mean and focused, not uplifting and glossy. Now the signature move, pitch movement for the Hoover yell. Open the mod matrix and route envelope 2 to OSC 1 pitch and OSC 2 pitch. Set the amount somewhere around plus 12 to plus 24 semitones. That sounds extreme, but remember, it's a stab envelope, so it's a fast pitch dive that creates that shout at the front. Set envelope 2 like a stab, attack basically instant, 0 to 3 milliseconds, decay around 120 to 250 milliseconds, sustain at 0, release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Quick teacher note, the decay time is one of your biggest genre knobs. Shorter decay feels more percussive and modern. Slightly longer decay feels more old rave and dramatic. Keep that in mind, because we'll automate this kind of idea later for arrangement energy. Next, we make it behave like a stab, not a pad. Drop auto filter right after the synth. Use LP24 or LP12, and a bit of drive, like 2 to 6 dB. Now use the filter envelope to make the stab snap open. Envelope amount around plus 20 to plus 40. Set the filter envelope. Attack at 0, decay around 80 to 180 milliseconds. Sustain at 0, release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Set cutoff somewhere in the 400 Hz to 1.2 kHz zone as a starting point. What you're listening for is a percussive whack at the start. In jungle, that matters because your stab isn't just harmony, it's rhythmic punctuation that has to lock with a break. Now we do saturation, but we're going to do it like a grown-up, in layers. The common mistake is slamming one saturator until it sounds cool solo, then wondering why it's fizzy and blurry in the mix. Instead, we'll do three smaller stages, and we'll EQ in between so we're distorting what we actually want. Here's a stock chain you can trust. First, saturator, subtle, mode, analog clip or soft sign, drive, plus 2 to plus 6 dB, soft clip on, and pull the output down so it's not just louder. This first stage is about thickening without shredding the transient. Think of it like priming the sound. Second, EQ8, high pass it. Tabs do not need sub. Use a 24 dB per octave high pass around 80 to 120 Hz, then cut mud around 250 to 450 Hz, maybe minus 2 to minus 5 dB, hue around 1.2. If it's stabbing your face in the harsh zone, do a small dip around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz, minus 1 to minus 3 dB, hue around 2. Third, roar for character. Pick a warm or tubish style as a starting point. Drive around 10 to 25%. Don't jump straight to 80. We're trying to build weight, not instantly turn it into white noise. Aim the tone so the energy lives in the 1 to 3 kHz region for presence, but doesn't fizz out up top. Optional. Glue compressor next. Attack around 10 milliseconds so the transient still pops through. Release on auto or 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1. Just 1 to 3 dB gain reduction on peaks. Soft clip on if you want a subtle edge. Limiter last, just as a safety net. It should only catch like 1 to 2 dB max. This is not mastering. This is preventing random spikes from ruining your resample. Now, expansion coach tip that will make your resampling decisions way more accurate. Print at consistent loudness. Put a utility at the end of the stab chain, right before you resample, aim for the stab hits peaking around minus 6 to minus 3 dBFS. Then keep that same peak range for dry, wet, and destroyed prints. If you don't do this, you'll keep choosing the louder one instead of the better one. Next, space. Jungle stabs are rarely bone dry, but we need controlled space. Set up two return tracks. Return A, hybrid reverb, plate or hall. Decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut 6 to 10 kHz. Low cut 250 to 500 hc. Return B, echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/8 dotted. Dotted is very jungle. Feedback around 20 to 35%. A little mod for width. Filter it. Cut lows under 300 hc, highs above 8 to 10 kHz. Now send your stab into these returns moderately. Reverb send somewhere like minus 18 to minus 10 dB. Delay send minus 20 to minus 12 dB. And here's the key idea. We are going to print versions with the space baked in. Then chop it like an old school sampler stab. That's where you get that tight sampled confidence. Resampling time. And we're not doing one print. We are doing three on purpose. Because arrangement lives on contrast. Print 1. Dry punch. Turn the sends down near zero. Record a few notes like C3, D-sharp 3, F3, G3. That range tends to sit well as rave stabs in DNB. Record long enough to capture the tail, even if the stab is short. You can always crop later. Print 2. Wet rave. Turn the sends up. Maybe open the filter slightly more if you want it to bloom. Record the same notes. Print 3. Destroyed. Push roar and saturator a bit more. Optionally add redux, but keep it tiny. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5, and a very light bit reduction feel. Like 12 to 14 bit vibe, not full 8 bit punishment. Record the same notes. Now how to do it cleanly in Ableton Live 12. Create a new audio track named Stab Resample. If you want to print the synth plus its insert chain only, set audio from to the synth track post FX. If you want to print the reverb and delay as well, you have two options. Option 1. Set audio from to resampling, which captures the master output. That's fast, but it can accidentally bake in other elements if your drums and bass are playing. Better pro approach. Resample post returns without committing your whole mix. Create an audio track called Stab Bus Print. Route your stab track's audio to into Stab Bus Print. Then put your reverb and delay as inserts on the bus. Or be very strict that only the stab feeds those returns. Now when you record the bus, you're printing wet without capturing the rest of the track. Arm your print track and record. After recording, pick your best take and we're going to turn it into an instrument. Select one clean stab hit. Consolidate it with Control or CMDJ. Now, crop with intention. Coach note, crop to the musical punch window, not the whole tail. For jungle stabs, the first 80 to 250 milliseconds is often the money. Make one tight one shot for groove clarity. Then optionally save a separate tail file you can trigger for transitions and throws. Also, zero crossing discipline. Zoom in, trim start and end to zero crossings or add a tiny fade, like 0 to 2 milliseconds. Aggressive saturation plus non-zero boundaries equals clicks that get louder every time you resample. Don't let that happen. Now drag the consolidated hit into simpler. In simpler, choose one-shot mode. Turn warp off. This is huge. Warp will smear the transient and your stab loses that crack. Trim start to remove silence, but don't automatically delete the click if the click is the punch. Just control it. Use tiny fade in and out, 0 to 2 milliseconds, to avoid pops. Set simpler filter. LP12 around 2 to 6 kHz depending on brightness. Add a small pitch envelope inside simpler for extra smack. Amount plus 2 to plus 7 semitones. Decay 30 to 80 milliseconds. Now group it into an instrument rack so it's performable. Macro 1. Filter cutoff. Macro 2. A saturator drive after simpler so you can push it per section. Macro 3. Reverb amount. Either via a reverb inside the rack or by mapping a send. Macro 4. Transpose plus or minus 12 for quick riffing. Before we arrange, do one quick reality check. Mono. Throw a utility on and set width to 0% while you audition the stab. If it still hits hard in mono, you're good. If it collapses, reduce unison, detune at the source and create width later. Post resample with subtle delay or a widened layer that fades in after the first 10 to 20 milliseconds. That keeps the punch centered and the bloom wide. Now arrangement. 170 to 174 BPM. This stab is a hook, but also rhythmic punctuation. We'll build a 16 to 32 bar idea using three moves, call and response, end of phrase fills, and a slash B contrast using your different prints. Call and response with a break. In bars 1 and 2, keep it simple. Stabs on beat 1 and beat 3. Or if you want more syncopation, try beat 1, then a quick hit just after the downbeat, then beat 3. In bars 3 and 4, respond with a different pitch, and place it on offbeats like the end of 2 and beat 4. The point is that the stab is dancing around the break, not stomping on every drum hit. End of phrase fill, classic jungle move, right before a new section. Last half bar, do a little 3-stab run stepping down. For example, G to F to D sharp in 8th notes. Then, once you like it, print that fill to audio. Audio fills are tighter, and they feel more like that old sampled vibe. Now a slash B contrast. Section A, use dry punch. Short, aggressive, more frequent rhythm. Section B, switch to wet rave, but reduce density. Use it more on downbeat so it feels bigger without cluttering the break. Then for an 8-bar turnaround, drop one destroyed stab as a signature accent. 1, not 10. When you use the destroyed version sparingly, it feels like a moment, not a texture. If you're pairing this with a Reese or a rolling bass, make it sit. High pass the stab like we did, and consider a light side chain from the kick and snare bus. Put a compressor on the stab track. Enable side chain input from your drum bus. Ratio 2:1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 80 to 160 milliseconds. And only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is just to keep the stab from masking the drum punch, not to make it pump like house.